Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening.
John Farney's about to fly us to the moon as well, because we're going to talk about the issue of celebrity comebacks. Of course, this week we did hear that Declan Donnelly is going to host Saturday Night Takeaway without his partner, Ant McPartlin, for the first time ever on Saturday, March 31st. Of course, Ant was arrested on suspicion of drink driving on Sunday, and he's taken a step back from his TV commitments in order to return to rehab. But what does the future hold for the duo? Could Ant recover his career after the scandal? It isn't impossible, says John Fardy. No. And you're here to talk to us through some of the biggest celebrity comebacks. I mean, it's not uncommon for people to bounce back. I mean, if you take the Alan Partridge line, bouncing back is what it's all about.
Yes,
there.
He spent his fictional career at it. Indeed, you know, you have to feel sorry for Deck in this. I know a lot of people have said it, but it's like Laurel and Hardy. I mean, theirs is a friendship that has defined not just their working lives, but their personal. I mean, they're as close as husband and wife. They really are. So the problem in this case is that it's drink driving, which ups it a notch slightly, because that concerns other people. We're a lot more forgiving of the rock stars and the TV stars who are alone in their hotel rooms in all sorts of trouble, with all sorts of trouble running through their veins, because they're not hurting other people. Once you get behind a vehicle, that's problematic. Now, that's not to say in the public's eye he won't bounce back. I mean, they are adored by the public.
And whatever, and they've been doing it since they were teenagers, yeah, as well, with Biker Grove.
Biker Grove and those awful rock songs or rap songs, I'm not sure what you call them. But they found the groove and they're adored by the British people. So there's a chance. The problem is it's the second time in very recent weeks that he's bounced in and out of rehab. So let's see. But, you know, people have successfully and unsuccessfully bounced back from this. Kate Moss, very publicly, the Daily Mirror pictured photos of her in 2005, published photos of her clearly snorting cocaine. And her legacy remains untarnished and possibly improved.
I would say so, yeah.
Not necessarily as a result of this, but it didn't hold her back. So to bring you back, you may remember the Mirror, you know, a newspaper that up until the 80s, you know, had pictures of semi-naked women, and yet they were questioning, was she a role model for young women? So there's a lot of double standards at play there. But after they published the photos, there was a frenzy. But in tandem with that frenzy, you had people like Alexander McQueen going out on Fashion Walk saying, "We love you, Kate," and Robbie Williams kind of fighting back for her. And a lot of the contracts that she lost were quickly won back. And people adore her now. And The Guardian had a headline once saying, "The woman who can't be shamed." And they meant that as a compliment, because all the mud that was thrown at her, none of it stuck, you know?
Because we do love, and especially the media does like to tear people down. It does like to tear institutions down. Yeah. And that's kind of what happened there, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, one that, you know, and you're into your sport, Tiger Woods. Mm. So here we are. He's the most successful, possibly, sportsman.
Just probably is. Ever. I mean, just even because last week he was doing particularly well in
a couple of events.
And the amount of people who started talking about golf, because he's that level of a draw.
Yeah.
But he didn't have it all his own way, shall we say.
And in 2008, 2009, his, let's call them, titanic appetites for people who weren't his wife hit the public eyes. He crashed into a fire hydrant. His wife at the time was smashing the window with a golf club, apparently, to get him out, but no one's really sure. Now, the problem with Tiger is, aside from his misdemeanors, he's a very wooden public speaker, and his apology was bizarre. And the way he tried to get back into the public's good graces, he really misfired. And the most dreadful misfire, I think, was about a year later. With his agreement, Nike released this video of him kind of doing a mea culpa. He was in black and white in the golf course, saying nothing, and the camera moved up close to him, and his dead father, they found this audio footage of him talking to him, and they released it without any words, with just a Nike symbol, and it was pretty horrid. You can actually hear his voice.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Yeah. And I remember at the time Time magazine going, this is the creepiest thing we've ever seen. And, you know, it's hard to know, but they reckon that his wife, that was actually the final nail in their marriage. Like, she put up with all the stuff that went on. But when that happened, she was just like, I'm out of here. Now, there are much more successful ways of dealing with a supposed scandal. Our dear departed musical genius George Michael is a case in point, right? So it's 1998. He's not out. 96 it might have been. Anyway, he hasn't come out as a gay man yet. The world catches up with him because he's arrested for soliciting sex in an LA lavatory. So what does he do? He goes, it's really embarrassing, but you know what? I'm not ashamed at all.
George, why do you feel compelled to open up a very private part of your life and make it so public?
Well, I feel because I've kind of done that, haven't I? You know, I've done that in a way that I didn't really intend to. And I think having done something as stupid as that, I'm a very proud man. I want people to know that I have not been exposed as a gay man in any way that I feel. I don't feel any shame for. I feel stupid and I feel reckless and weak for having allowed my sexuality to be exposed this way. But I don't feel any shame whatsoever, and neither do I think I should.
I thought you were going to play Go Outside there, John.
I could have, because that was his next move. He then turns his next song, I think it was from his Ladies and Gentlemen Greatest Hits album, they had to put two tracks on. He writes this song basically about cruising and turns the toilet where it all happened into a disco with disco balls and laughed at himself. And it was brilliant. And you can't overestimate how important that was in the gay rights movement. Here was a man refusing to apologise for being gay. And he put it best that, I'm embarrassed I was caught soliciting sex. I'm not ashamed of being gay. And that was huge.
He nailed that though. Yeah. The song and the video, all that sort of stuff. It was an incredible, just gutsy way of just taking it on. One person though who's made a comeback though recently, for better or for worse, I'd say for worse, to be fair, Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I mean, that's bizarre. He was on the celebrity or the promotional trail for Daddy's Home too. And, you know, whatever about the comments he made about, you know, to a cop who had arrested him and stuff like that, he apologised for those. He apologised for his anti-Semitic remarks, which he should have done. And you felt, okay, let's move on. But then a couple of years ago, there was these awful tapes where he was horrifically threatening to his then girlfriend. And there's been very little apologies about it.
No, it's been glossed over entirely. This sort of thing really should end careers. And that's, that's not even what should be at the core of this, is that this is a horrific thing which happened. And yet, we do seem to be, is it that we're caught up in celebrity, John, that we just seem to want to allow people to move on and we'd like to join them on this pathway, this road to redemption story?
I think that's part of it. I think as well, it has to be said in his case, there's a team, there's power players at work who help his redemption, even if he hasn't said sorry. However, that has distance to run in this. We live in a very different world now since all that happened with Weinstein. So his redemption may be short-lived, I would suspect. There's probably a bit more to run on the whole Mel Gibson story. Being nominated for Best Director helped for Hacksaw Ridge, but I can't see him ever being nominated for that again, for any movie. I think his public persona may be over in due course. Yeah, there you go.
Fingers crossed, John Fardy. Indeed. John Fardy, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.